In Knoxville, when you hear the surname Capitani, one immediately thinks of the Knoxville Raceway and the late Ralph Capitani and how he made the track and the Knoxville Nationals a worldwide event. Today, we're going to talk about Cappy's son, Dave. Dave Capitani was a multi-sport athlete at Knoxville High School. He was the 1979 batting champion for the Panther baseball squad, batting .352 and won a gold glove in the outfield. He also earned all-district and was a two-time state wrestling qualifier, placing fifth in 1979. He was inducted into the Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame in 2012. Most recently, he has been the head coach at Northwood Kensett High School since 1979, and last season was inducted into the Iowa Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. One of Capitani's early memories was the friendships he made during the football season.
I guess I look back at all my sports and, you know, football in particular, you know, I think what I enjoyed as much as anything, I mean, I love playing the game, but the relationships you have with kids and the fun you have, you know, whether it be during the week of practice, those kinds of things, you know, that was a lot of fun.
One memory he does have is a game his sophomore year in 1976 against arch rival Pella, when he made a play that, at least for that season, solidified his spot on special teams.
You know, I remember my sophomore year, you know, 130-pound sophomore that got an opportunity to went over to play Pella, I think third or fourth game of the season. The first game I got to be on the kickoff team, and the first kickoff I ran down, made the tackle, and, you know, I still remember that very well. You know, I didn't have a big role that year, but, you know, I cemented that spot for the rest of the year, and I was able to earn a letter as a sophomore, and that was a team that, you know, went on to, I think, share the conference title with somebody else. I don't remember the winner said or who it was.
The Panthers would go on to win that game over Pella 20-14, which was the final game of an 18-game winning streak for the Panthers, who would ultimately go on to finish 7-2 that year. His coach for his high school football career was Mike Cunningham. Cunningham remembers Capitani as a smart player, like an extra coach. And he is not surprised to see Capitani have the success that he has had in coaching.
He's another coach on the field, just like you'd expect, being a coach's son. He helps you just like being another coach. But in football, he really was a main star here as far as I was concerned. He played very good football for me. He was a quarterback on a very solid 7-2 team, also surrounded by some very good kids. He'll be the first to say he wasn't the only one, but a very cerebral. I would call him a very cerebral athlete.
Joel Johnson was his baseball coach. Johnson took over the Panthers in 1978, and Capitani was on his first team. He tells of a funny, well, we can laugh at it now moment, when Capitani asked Jay about practice.
I said, "Coach, I've been elected or nominated to ask you a question, a rumor we've been hearing." And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Well, we understand that you're going to practice every day we don't have a game for baseball." And I said, "Well, yeah, we're not going to practice on Saturdays and Sundays, but, I mean, yeah, we're going to practice Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. We don't have a game." And his shoulders just went down and his head went down. And I go, "What's the matter?" And he goes, "Well, I don't think any of us can go out." And I go, "Well, why?" He says, "Well, that's just going to ruin our whole summer. It's just too much time." So I knew right then what kind of a situation I was going to have to overcome in the upcoming years. And the importance of it. But I tell you what, Dave and Dale Scott, both of them were sophomores that first summer, and they were good leaders for me over those first 3 years.
All kidding aside, Capitani bought into the program and became a very good baseball player. Football, however, was and still is Dave's first love. After graduating from the University of Northern Iowa, he was hired as an assistant at Northwood Kensett.
Ron Dodd was head coach when I got here, and Ron helped me a lot along the way, and you know, we had a couple of playoff teams during that 6 years is when I was the assistant, and he got out, and we knew the cupboard was a little bare for a few years, and we struggled. I think won 4 games my first 3 years as a coach, and then we started turn the corner a little bit.
Forgive Capitani for being humble. From that 1996 season until now, Dave Capitani has directed the Vikings to 15 playoff appearances in the last 20 seasons. He gives credit to a lot of solid athletes and assistant coaches who have all bought into a system.
You know, we've been competitive, and it's been a very good experience, good run. And you know, we've had, like I said, good kids. We don't always necessarily have a lot of great athletes. We've never had a Division I football player. Very few athletes even go on and play in college from here in football. But we've got a lot of kids that have worked hard and bought into what we do, and it's been a real pleasure. And I've been fortunate to have three assistant coaches that have been with me for between 20 and 25 years. So it's been a fun experience.
With all that success, last season, Capitani was inducted into the Iowa Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame.
You know, I guess that's been a long time, and I had some pretty good success. And I guess sometimes that's what it takes. It's kind of that, you know, people that hang in there a long time recognized. And, you know, I feel, so like I said, it's very humbling. I feel very fortunate. You know, I look, there's probably 20 coaches in that Hall of Fame that I've coached against at some time during my career, and a lot of others who I know very well. And like I said, I really don't have a lot of words to say other than I was just very, very humbled by the whole situation.
Dave says football has meant a lot to his family, including his son, who is an assistant coach on the college level.
Sports in general have been, you know, something in our family. It's been a big part of it. You know, we still run to Mankato, run to Iowa City, where my daughter goes to school, the Iowa games. The, you know, football has been a real connector for our family. And when my parents were around, you know, they were running. They came up and supported me as a coach many, many times. And when my son was in college, they hardly missed a game in 4 years. I know that was something that they really enjoyed. And it's just been, the whole game of football has just been something that has been a real big part of our family.
Dave adds another reason for his success at Northwood Kensett. Just keep it simple.
You develop a system that you run through, you know, junior high and high school, and the kids understand. And it's, you know, not the most complicated system in the world. We keep things relatively basic, you know, stress doing things fundamentally right. And, you know, we've been able to have some success that way.
Capitani says football is the ultimate team sport, and it has taught him that with teamwork, you can accomplish anything.
The hard work that's involved, the work ethic that's involved, you know, we strongly stress that. That, you know, if we want to compete, we're not always the most talented. We've got to outwork people. And obviously those are things in life, you know, working together, you know, doing things for others, being unselfish, obviously hard work. I think those are some, you know, things that come to my mind that, you know, football did for me. And football, I hope as a coach that my players can carry those things on.
Capitani adds he has enjoyed his time growing up in Knoxville and still gets back to town to see a race or two at the Knoxville Raceway or just to visit friends and coaches that taught him to be the man that he is today. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.